This is the city. Cody, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Thursday as we have items sent to us from the Cody Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include a theft on Canyon Avenue, RP missing a license plate, a trailer hitch, and a damage to a back tire disposition, CK. So just about everything happened to this guy.
Is there any trailer back there still?
Yeah, he still has the trailer, but not much. So of a law violation on Good Turn Drive, RP states someone dumped a couch in the alley. They can't back their car out of the garage. They can't do a good turn on Good Turn.
It's a bad turn.
Yeah, especially if there's people sitting on the couch in the alley. So.
Hey, if you're going to the kitchen, grab me a beer.
Assist other agency, Circuit Court. RP states two subjects who have a no-contact order are together. Disposition, see. CK. So don't know what they're doing together. So.
Well, you know, some folks say they break up and make up.
Yeah, that could be. So, or they just showed up at the same time. This is awkward.
Do you have that 50-yard pole?
Yeah.
Stay away. I'm poking you.
Threats, Maverick North, RP State, someone called her boss making threats to her. Yeah. No disposition on it. So threatening the person at Maverick. So they get it all over there. So, parking problem, Millstone. RP says there's an RV parked near the above area with California plates sticking out in the lane of traffic.
Well,
that's how they do it in California because they're better than others, Ross. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can do that. Let's see, parking disturbance, Bona Vista. RP says that there's a female that's been yelling outside for about an hour. Disposition, CK. So if she's yelling at someone, maybe you could tell them to calm down. Or if she's just yelling at an imaginary person, call the cops, okay? Don't go out there.
If it's an imaginary friend, say, I don't know how to tell you this, but they left 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. So trespass complaint, 29th Street, like the following mail. Trespass from her residence. Breaking up is hard to do, so... suspicious activity, 13th Street. White Hyundai, open door. Looks like with a large computer and short antennas on top of an SUV. I have no idea what that... Are they driving around with a computer on top of the car with little antennas? So
it's probably like one of those weather chasers or something.
Oh, that could be, yeah. So,
he left his computer on top of the car.
Underage smokers, Cody Middle School, received a safe to tell regarding juvenile smoking. Disposition, informational. So somebody's helping out. So.
Well, and how would we have turned out if we had had helpers like that back in the day?
So.
Might be doing a respectable job.
It was at Ace Ventura said, spank you, helpy helperson. Spank you. traffic complaint, Canyon Avenue. Trucks blowing smoke in the area and driving erratically. And they just added that. They just want somebody to go after this guy blowing smoke in the truck. So, miscellaneous assistance, Wyoming Avenue. RP would like to know why an officer was driving around his house during a custody exchange with his wife. Disposition. Assistance given. Well, that's part of the custody exchange, having a civil standby, I guess. So... Just in case.
I don't know this person's history, but maybe he went off one time.
Animal stray, Rumsey Avenue. RP has a Frenchie in custody. What the heck? Frenchie. So.
Is that politically correct?
I don't know if it is. I don't think the people in France like being called that.
How could you tell? Did it have like a baguette?
Yeah. Threat, Shoshone Court Apartments, RP said, listed mail, threatening children, disposition, assistance given. That's how you get your name into the system, Russ. Why don't you start threatening toddlers?
Well, he tried threatening adults, but they would beat him up.
Yeah.
He figured he'd step back.
Yeah, he's going to work on the toddlers first, then work his way up.
Kramer went to karate with all the little kids.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the best one in class.
Yeah. Disturbance, 22nd Street. RP states that his neighbors behind him are having a party and using a chainsaw. Well, that's a theme party right there, Ross.
You know, it ain't a good party till the chainsaw comes out.
Yeah, we don't have a bottle opener, but we have a chainsaw. Okay.
We used to play with guns. Now.
The intoxicated subject. Courthouse. RP states that a male walking in front, fallen down drunk. Disposition. Unable to locate. Fallen down. Russ, couple adjectives too drunk.
And he kept asking, is this the courthouse bar?
Yeah.
I'm looking for a bar.
Ready report, 9th Street. RP states two females left the ER drunk in a silver car disposition, unable to locate. So not only drunken driving, but getting injured too. So
these are all horrible places to go drinking.
Yeah. Assault, Silver Dollar Bar. RP liked to report an assault that happened 2 days previous disposition, C.K. Didn't want to report it right away.
Well, I've been thinking about it, and I'm really ticked off.
Yeah. Harassment, stampede. RP says her neighbors are harassing her. Disposition, unable to assist. So it could be one of those, it's just a little bit in her head. So we don't know. So let's see. Going back to intoxicated subject. Moose Creek Lodge, disposition, assistance given. This at 2:21 a.m. So, and probably not someone staying at Moose Creek, but someone showing up drunk, seeing a moose on the sign. Hey, I'm hungry for moose.
Is this the moose bar? You know, and that's, here you are, you're on your Wild West vacation in beautiful rural Wyoming, and some drunk comes rolling in at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's like, hey, are you going back to Cody? Nope, too drunk. Suspicious activity, Monument Street. RP found a package at his residence this morning. The package addressed to another subject that has been ripped open and gone through and then retaped shot. Disposition, assistance given.
And that guy's going to be really upset.
Yeah. Harassment, Cedar Bluff Apartments. RP says that her neighbor has been threatening her grandchildren. Disposition, assistance given. So, once again, working a way up, first starting with the toddlers and then...
Teens are next.
Biss Lane Assistance, Beartooth Drive. RP would like to speak to an officer in reference to constant issues with his son. Disposition, assistance given. So my dad had constant issues with his son. But he had a device that held his pants up that changed the disposition of his son.
I was going to say, you know, better parenting through police involvement.
Yeah. So, but my dad never, ever called the cops.
No.
And if I would have been reaching for the phone to call the cops, that brings the bell down too. Here it comes. So, and it's like your whole time... The belt coming off, you're saying, please, pants, fall down. Please, pants.
Then I can run away.
So I can run.
Never did.
No. Harassment, 29th Street. RP says someone harassing her online has been coming to her house. Disposition, assistance given. You would think that would have been the lead story. First, they're coming over to your house and then harassing online. No, I can't. I text and stuff, and it's online, and oh, no, my Facebook page. Let's see, threats. Cody High School. A caller concerned about a subject. So that's another safe to tell. So, Prowler, 15th Street, suspect wearing a white hoodie with gray joggers. No direction to travel. Hey, he couldn't get all the black hoodies were all bought up, right? At Prowler and such.
He's like, hey, where's all the black ones?
Yeah. Prowler supply is out of black hoodies, so they had to go through the on-sale white ones. So.
Yeah, you'll have to do your thieving during the daytime in this white hoodie.
Yeah.
Wait till winter.
There you go. That's probably what they're for. Attempt to locate Shoshone Court Apartments. RP says her sister hasn't been heard from since Sunday. Disposition, assistance given. This on Tuesday. So we missed a day there. So let's see. Property damage, Walmart. RP says her side view mirror broken, parked in front of the market entrance. You're parking your car in the Walmart parking lot. you should call the cops if there isn't any damage to your vehicle, okay?
Go to Walmart, you take your chances.
Yeah. Trespass complaint, G Avenue. RP says he owns the vacant lot at the end of G Avenue, not just bragging. He says there are people squatting there. He'd like him removed. RP says the vehicle is an old Dodge camper van, and it's parked between a bucket truck and an old dozer. So why not use those to remove them?
At least they went someplace scenic.
Yeah. It's squatting on some vacant property next to the bulldozer. So
don't play on the bulldozer, kids.
Fraud related at Small Wonders Child Care. They're small, and they're a wonder. RP notified by DFS that daycare forged her name on documents for receipt of payment. I'd like to speak to an officer. So, no disposition on it. So,
well, if they put her name on a receipt, wouldn't that say that she paid?
Yeah, you would think. Weird. So, intrusion holdup, 12th Street, front door alarm, incorrect password given by a female on the scene, assistance given. I think it's 1-2. Oh, no. Taser. Come on, say it. Say it.
God, if I had to get my passwords right the first time, I'd never get into any of my programs.
Especially when there's an alarm going on at the same time. So then, might be a problem. Then property loss, 34th Street. RP lost a gray Rubbermaid tub off the back of her vehicle. Contained skating gear. May have a label, Heart Mountain Rec on wheels on it. Disposition informational. I keep my skating gear in a tub too, Russ, but I never drive around with it on the back of my car.
So, that and you never skate.
Yeah, that's true. And that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Plotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where they do have chainsaws for your next party over at Aldridge's.
Was it like an ice sculpture party, maybe?
Could have been.
So. Yeah, 25 ice sculptors all hanging out. A chainsaw's coming out.
Or else doing keg stands with a chainsaw.
Because regular keg stands are boring.
Yeah, so that's a little extreme keg stand.
Yeah.
That is. Anyway, appreciate Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.